This is Weekend Edition on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. A new documentary called State of the Art will make its Little Rock premiere tonight at the Ron Robinson Theater before being aired nationally next month on PBS. It was produced by AETN and two Arkansas filmmakers. AETN Executive Director Courtney Pledger spoke with me about the documentary.
Well, tonight at the Howells Ron Robinson Theater will be actually the second preview screening of the documentary State of the Art. It was screened at El Dorado about a week ago, so this is one of the first times to take a sneak peek at it. It's a documentary that AETN has produced, and it's filmed by Brent and Craig Renault, and we've done it in partnership with PBS, so it's an interesting new model for AETN. It's our first time to actually partner with PBS on a story, so we're very excited about that.
Yeah, to get something on nationally on PBS and to work with two renowned filmmakers.
It's a bit of a dream scenario. It definitely is, and the show itself premieres on PBS Thursday, the 26th of April at 8 p.m., so that's just a couple weeks away.
And it's called State of the Art. Tell me about this.
State of the Art was a groundbreaking exhibit that Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art dreamed up, and it's actually a brilliant concept. I think the curators hit the road 100,000 miles, 1,000 destinations, to find 100 under-recognized contemporary artists that perhaps might otherwise have never been brought to light or their works been seen on any sort of a national level. The documentary is the story of seven of those 100 artists of that exhibit of State of the Art.
And tell me a little bit more about what is shown during the documentary.
Well, we visit Crystal Bridges multiple times, but we're out on the road, crisscrossing the country with two curators from Crystal Bridges, and we go from the woods of North Carolina to the second line parades of New Orleans to Santa Fe, Seattle, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and I'm sure there's a couple more I haven't hit, but we crisscross the country to visit seven different, very different and diverse artists from this wonderful exhibit.
Anything else you'd like to add about it?
Well, I think it is wonderful the way the Renault brothers managed to pull these stories together in a way that we come away with a very clear picture and an exciting feeling of how contemporary art really reflects the artists and who they are. And in this country, we have people who come from so many different backgrounds and in their work, which is happening in unexpected places, not just the cities where people think art is mostly happening in major cities, but it's happening everywhere. We get a sense of who these American artists are.
Well, again, the screening will be tonight, 8 p.m., at the Ron Robinson Theater. And after the screening, there will be a panel discussion. You'll be taking part along with the Craig Renault and the curator of the Crystal Bridges Museum and several others, moderated by Philip Martin from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. That's Courtney Pledger, Executive Director of AETN. Thanks very much for talking with me, Courtney.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
You can learn more about tonight's event at AETN.org. This is KUAR 89.1.